It's a Sonic1029.com presentation. The Lane Mitchell Show podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Hey, thanks for downloading the 273rd edition of the Lane Mitchell Show weekly radio podcast. Highlights from the past week's shows all mashed together to be like more portable and stuff. A lot of times we put our Sonic sessions in here. In fact, later this week we've got Dear Rouge popping by to play us a couple of songs. They're going to do I Heard I Had. They're going to do a cover. Maybe Arctic Monkeys, like they did at Sonic Boom. Hard to say. And they promised us a Christmas song as well, which should be kind of cool. That'll be included in next week's edition of the podcast. Hey, if you enjoy it, tell your friends. Don't forget to rate the podcast on iTunes. And you can follow me on Twitter at Lane Roo, LaneRoo.
Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Well, the stats are in from last week's Black Friday, and while the numbers were down in the U.S., Canadian retail sales saw a nice little bump due to the seasonal discount. Deals at some stores were actually so good, shoppers wore adult diapers so they wouldn't lose their spot in line. Well, you'd hate to accidentally make it a Brown Friday, wouldn't you? And U2 performed in New York's Times Square last night without Bono. Who filled in? Well, Chris Martin and Bruce Springsteen. Hey, did you know that Chrysler once offered Bruce Springsteen $12 million to use his song Born in the USA in their ads? It's true. Even more outrageous, he turned it down. And the guy who manages the Twitter account for Malaysia Airlines got fired. Well, so I imagine, anyway. You may remember the airline misplaced one of its planes mid-flight last summer. Well, the airline's recent campaign invites travelers to celebrate the holidays abroad. The tweet read, "Wanna go somewhere, but don't know where?" Eesh. I squirm just reading it.
Lane Mitchell Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Well, I was surprised to read this. A new survey claims that 54% of women won't allow their partner to see them without makeup on until they've been dating for at least a year. Sounds kind of ridiculous. To be fair, though, I was a Kiss fan a lot longer than a year before I first saw Gene Simmons without makeup. Let's call that a wash. And a French inventor has created a new pill that makes your farts smell like chocolate. You know, I can't help but wonder how many farts this guy was smelling before he was spurred into action. Not to mention, how many would you have to smell while you're testing different formulations? Hey, wait a minute, you know what? I might know this guy. He's been riding every elevator with me my entire life. A pill that makes your farts smell like chocolate. If that chocolate Easter egg hunt ever leads me to a dirty laundry hamper or a bathroom, probably a trap. And while we're plumbing the depths of good taste, are you familiar with the game Cards Against Humanity? Well, the company's founder is vehemently opposed to Black Friday. "It's bullshit," were his exact words. He opposed the retail holiday so strongly, he actually suspended sales of the game for the day and replaced the product with actual bullshit. They sold 30,000 boxes.
The Lane Mitchell Show. It's Lane Mitchell. Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
December the 4th, the 45th birthday of rapper Jay-Z, who, when he was 12 years old, shot his brother in the shoulder for stealing his jewelry. You know, I didn't think it was possible to be a rap cliche at the age of 12. Apparently, I was wrong. And this is interesting. Well, GQ's recent poll listed U2 and Bono as being two of the least influential figures of 2014. Rolling Stone magazine has named U2's Songs of Innocence its best album of 2014. Bruce Springsteen High Hopes ranking second, followed closely by Black Keys' Turn Blue. And a Florida man was arrested outside a Walmart after trying to smuggle out cow tongues concealed in his pants. I'm pretty sure there is nothing I can say as a punchline to that will not get me fired. Let's leave it at that. And the color of your coffee mug may change the way it tastes. 18 volunteers drank coffee from three different mugs, a white one, a blue one, and a clear one. Participants overwhelmingly agreed that coffee out of the white mug tasted more intense and more bitter. Huh.
It's a Sonic1029.com podcast.
December the 5th, Malcolm in the Middle's Frankie Muniz's 29th birthday today. Did you know that in addition to acting, which I don't imagine takes up too much of his time these days, Frankie is an avid auto racer? In fact, he bought the souped-up VW Jetta used in Fast and Furious. Other celeb auto news, Mike the Situation Sorrentino is selling the tires off his Ferrari because he owes millions in back taxes and is being prosecuted for tax fraud. The funny part, it's not the Ferrari, just the tires. I'm guessing he isn't an accounting major, you? And Lindsay Lohan is launching a new line of clothing called My Addiction. I can't say I'd be too surprised to see a My Addiction expenses column in Lilo's income tax return. The interesting part, it'll be a legitimate deduction. A lot of tax jokes today. That's a sure ratings winner. Yeah. And new data shows that North America's love affair with television is slowly waning. And more of that time is being spent surfing the web and watching streaming services. Viewership is not only down about an hour and a half a week, but 2.6 billion households are broadband only, meaning they don't subscribe to cable or even pick up a broadcast signal.
It's Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
A dark anniversary. It was on this date in 2004, 10 years ago today, that guitarist Dimebag Darrell was murdered on stage by Nathan Gale at a Damage Plan concert in Columbus, Ohio. And Marvel comic fans, rejoice. Benedict Cumberbatch has been cast to play Doctor Strange. Hey, remember when I mentioned that pop star Ariana Grande's name kind of sounds more like a Starbucks drink? Is it just me, or does Benedict Cumberbatch sound more like a dish you'd order for breakfast at a high-end hotel? A little bit, right? Oh, and pass me the envelope, please. Color of the year for 2015 will be Marsala. The new teal, at least according to color authorities, which apparently is a real job. Who knew? Marsala is kind of a terracotta red color. It's expected to be big in high fashion, but also things like movie costume design, art, even sports uniform colors.
The Lane Mitchell Show. Mitchell Show. Podcast. Yeah. Like what you're hearing? Check out the Garner Andrews Show to Go podcast at Sonic1029.com.